morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. It's June 8th, 2021. It's a pleasure to have you here today. As you know, we are the voice of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. That's over at ace-ed.org. You'll enjoy the brand new issue of our magazine, which is an online journal called Equity in Access. That's over there, easy to access and free, if I may. All right, and all our podcasts are over there as well, just as this one will be. So please go over, check it all out. We invite you to join with us. Please send us an article. We'd love to hear from you educators, okay, about equity and access where you are, where you work, et cetera. This is your turn to have a voice in all this. So please get in touch with us. Go over, check it out, ace-ed.org. Got my friends from Seven Mindsets here today, and we are going to be talking with a very interesting school that they've brought with us. This is the Pathfinder High School in Lander, Wyoming. And my guests today are A, Scott Schickler, who is the founder and CEO of Seven Mindsets. Hi, Scott. It's Larry here.
Hey, Larry. How are you today? How are
you? I'm fine today. Yeah, I'm fine. Hope you are, too. Okay, and also from Seven Mindsets, Krista Stippich from the amazingly large metropolis of Pflugerville, Texas. Where is that, by the way, Krista?
Hey, Larry, nice to hear from you again.
Yes.
Pflugerville is just a step out of Austin, Texas.
One step away from Austin, Texas. Good old Pflugerville, okay? Thank you, Krista. We always kid each other about that. Are you there, Cedrus?
Hi, yes, Larry. Thanks for having us.
Oh, my gosh. It's my pleasure, for goodness sakes. And Eliza, are you? Is it Eliza or Alyssa? What do you like?
It's Elisa, but, you know, I'll go away, whatever you want to call me, Larry.
I'll go
ahead.
It's Elisa. I like that. That's good. We'll do that. Okay, so that's Elisa Harrison. Okay. I just realized the reason I said Eliza, I have an old friend named Eliza Harrison. Okay, that's why I said that. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Just figured that out. Elisa, okay, and Cetrus Wall is the principal over at Pathfinder High School. We're going to talk about SEL, equity, all those sort of things, but we're going to talk about it with this wonderful alternative high school. Okay, so magnificent Pflugerville, Texas aside, okay, tell us about Lander, Wyoming and Pathfinder High School, Madam Principal Cetrus Wall.
Well, thank you, Larry. So
you're welcome.
We are located in beautiful Lander, Wyoming, which is centrally located in our state at the base of the Wind River Mountains.
Wow.
And
wow.
We border the Wind River Indian Reservation. So we have a very diverse community for being, rural and small. We have about 7,000, 8,000 people in our town. And our high school is the alternative high school for our school district, and so it is a school of choice. Kids can choose to come to our school, and we are grades 9 through 12, and we average about 50 students a semester. So just a very diverse group of students who choose to come to Pathfinder for all sorts of different reasons.
And I wish you could see me. Yeah, I have a big smile on my face for a small community like Lander, okay, 7,000-8,000 folks, okay, to have an alternative high school. That's really saying something, I got to tell you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, our school board and our community is fantastic. They support kids having a different choice if their traditional high school doesn't work for them. And so we're very blessed. Our students are very blessed to have this option for school.
Boy, they are lucky kids, okay? We're going to talk to Elisa about all the stuff she does as the school counselor or as a school counselor over there. But let's put Scott and Krista into the picture. Scott, tell us about Seven Mindsets, why you've selected to do this show with our good friends now over at Pathfinder. Scott Schickler, everybody.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Larry. It's great to be
back. You're welcome, buddy.
And as you know, and maybe some of your listeners know, that Seven Mindsets, we're an evidence-based social and emotional learning program. We serve, a million-plus students from pre-K through 12th grade, and educators in about 42 states around the nation, schools and districts of all sizes, as you can tell today with Pathfinder, being what one of our smallest. And we also serve, you know, some of the top 10 largest school districts in the nation. And we do virtual education as well. But probably what sets us apart is that we begin by nurturing the mindsets and the SEL needs of educators first, mm-hmm. and then we address the SEL, mental health, and equity needs of the students. And this way, everyone can thrive together. And, Larry, we do this by providing an online portal that has SEL curriculum, videos, games, activities, and we also provide SEL coaches and specialists like Krista that can help customize solutions to meet the different needs of the students and the educators that we serve.
And so now I'm going to thank you. And now I'm going to go to Krista. Krista, how do you work? You're a seven mindsets person. How do you work with a school like Pathfinder? How's that process begin? How's it work? And again, you're
that's
in
a great
magnificent.
Question, Larry.
I want to make one other point. You are in magnificent Pflugerville, Texas.
I am in magnificent Pflugerville, Texas. Right. For any of your listeners in Texas, they're probably all laughing right now.
Yeah, magnificent Pflugerville.
But, you know, the process. Yes.
What's the team name? What's the team name of the Pflugerville High School?
Pflugerville High School is the Panthers, but there's also three other high schools here. It's a very quickly growing area. Yeah.
Well, of course, it's right next to Austin. I thought they would be the Pflugerville Flugers. They're not. They're the Panthers.
No, they're the Panthers. So,
Before you mm-hmm. start, I want to ask Cetrus or at least Alicia, what's the name? Does Pathfinder have sports mascot?
We are the Panthers, and we are very lucky. We get to work with our traditional high school. So we have students that want to do sports with us. They go over to our traditional high school. So we consider ourselves all Fremont One and work together to get the kids out of here. But, we have kids at our high school that are on the soccer teams, the volleyball teams, the football teams. We do all that. But we do have our own mascot. We're the Panthers, too.
You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this. So the Pathfinder high school kids are the Panthers. Okay? The Pflugerville team is the Panthers. And I went to high school at Overbrook High in Philadelphia, and they were the Panthers.
Nice.
See, Larry,
nice.
We're all connected.
We're all Panthers. Let's see if Scott should remain on the line. Scott, what was the name of your high school mascot?
I feel like, you know, the one of these things is not like the other.
My
high school was the Knights.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad.
Sorry.
was that spelled with a K or an N?
With a K.
Okay, just checking. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We go. Now let's go back to Krista.
My college was the Rams. At least now we're in the same genre.
You're not
genre.
Going to believe this. I went to college. My college, too, was the Rams.
Huh.
There you go. Where'd you go?
Okay. I went to New York, Fordham University in New York.
Yeah, Westchester State in Westchester, PA. The Rams, the Panthers. Okay, well, there you go. All right, now I'm going to get back to Krista. Krista in Pflugerville. Krista, tell me how you start to work with a school like Pathfinder. 60 students, alternative education. You guys have to go in at seven mindsets. You do SEL, equity, selequity, we like to call it. Go for it. Let's hear it, Krista. Home of the Panthers.
Absolutely. So the process with Pathfinder was a unique one. Pathfinder is actually has been with us for a couple of years now doing amazing work. And so, you know, when we go in, we're able to come in and do a training with all of the educators. Like Scott mentioned, we really love to start with the educators to make sure that
I know you do.
We're really talking to them about social emotional learning for themselves, because what we know is that social-emotional learning is just as important for us as adults as it is for our students. And so we really get to push that forward and have such an opportunity to work with the adults and help them understand the work that they're going to be integrating into their campus. And then Pathfinder was such a treat because they have such an incredible staff. They have such passionate educators there. So you know, after we got that training done, they were off and running and implementing the lessons. And with that dynamite duo of Beatrice and Alyssa, you can just imagine how powerful it's been for their campus. They do an amazing job of implementation with fidelity. They have so many great stories to share about how the mindsets have impacted their students, how their work just and how they educate their students, being an alternative school of choice for their students has really, I guess, opened doors that I don't think those students ever expected to see open for them.
Wow. That's saying something. Okay. Alyssa, talk about your students there. Who goes to the school? Who are these kids?
Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you, we have the best bunch of kids that here at Pathfinder. We have kids that come to us with these great big stories, right, and great big histories, and just have complex life situations. And so they come to us, and they got these big shoulders and these big hearts, but their hearts are solid.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to let anybody in, right? You know what I'm talking about. They're not going to.
Yes, I do.
They're tough.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have absolutely loved the mindsets because when we got these kids, when we started, Beatrice and I have both been here 4 years, and when we started, we had to find something to help change the culture and build our kids. And you know, it's important for them to be valuable. I can't even begin to tell you, like, our first year here, we were like, oh, please let us just get a few graduates. Let us get a few kids cross
wow.
this line, right? We just need to get them through. And this year we had, was it 15 or 16 kids graduate, and we have 10 of them college-bound with scholarships and
nice.
Looking at secondary options. We have kids coming from families who have never graduated high school that are saying, not only am I graduating high school, we're going to college, we're getting jobs, we're going to be successful. I mean, the stories we could tell you are just phenomenal.
I bet they are. You had 15 kids. You said there were 60 students all in all. So that sounds like
mm-hmm.
a pretty average for the 60 student school. Is it 9 through 12?
9 through 12, yep.
Okay, so that's 4 years, 15 kids. That's right on target, okay, for graduating. And by the way, you know, it's hard for kids. This is pretty rural America, even more rural than where I live. I live in rural Maine, but only 45 minutes from a major city, Portland, okay, and also Boston. So it's a little bit easier, so to speak. Yeah, the distances in a state like Wyoming are much greater than here in Maine. It's hard for kids to understand there's a big, wide world out there, okay? And to get them to graduate and then X amount of them to go to college, I think that's just wonderful. Just on average, Alyssa, would you say the kids, do they have learning challenges or are they – disciplinary challenges? How would you describe the children, the students?
I would say a lot of them have very historical trauma challenges. They learn different as well. We have, you know, kids, we've implemented project-based learning this year, or in the last
yeah.
couple of years we've been pushing project-based learning too, but the kids learn differently. They have social challenges, but, you know, I like to define our kids really as just big hearts because we have such a variety
yeah,
of kids that come, you know, and big hearts and big shoulders and just that aren't being successful someplace else. And we tell them, you're here not because you're not being successful someplace else, but because you can be successful. Like,
That's right.
We're not a second choice and you're not a second choice student. We're not seeing you as a failure at someplace else. This is a fresh start, and we want to get you where you can go, and we believe in you. And the Seven Mindsets has really helped us do that. Beatrice has been
huge. We're going to talk about that
yeah.
in detail. I want to ask you, because you mentioned the Wind River Indian Reservation, okay,
uh-huh.
which is right there, I assume. Okay, you're right by the Wind River Mountains. I don't know. I just had this particular tribe. I don't know what tribe that is. Okay, what group, however you want to define that. And are most of your kids
yeah.
indigenous, or are they everything mixed?
So, yeah, the Wind River Reservation serves the Arapaho and the Eastern Shoshone tribe. So there's two tribes
wow.
that
wow.
reside out there. And we have
wow.
A mix of those students sprinkled in, coming and going with us all the time. So we're, Beatrice, what would you say, like 30% Native?
I would say overall the district probably closer to, you know, 20-25%
okay.
Native American. And we do have students can choose to come to our schools. So the reservation has their own schools, but they can choose to come in to Lander and come to either to any of our schools in the district. And so we'll get kids that will choose to come to Pathfinder for various reasons, our size, definitely the connections they have
cool.
with staff. It's huge, the relationships our staff have with our students.
I bet. And how many people are on staff, Cedars?
So I have 9 staff members, so one for
mm-hmm.
each content area, so the core content, a special
yep.
education teacher, a paraprofessional, Mrs. Harrison is our counselor, and then myself and our secretary. So
cool.
A very small staff that's super dedicated to the success of every student.
I'll say what Elisa said, maybe a small staff, they have big hearts, I bet you.
Huge.
Yeah, I know they do. I know they do. So now let's go back to Krista Stipik, okay? This is different, okay? This is a rural school, 60 kids, 9 teachers, okay? Krista, what happened when you went in there?
You know, Larry, that's a great question. And, you know, what happened when I went in there is that we had more intimate conversations. We were able to connect on deeper levels. We were able to kick off implementation with Pathfinder. I feel like we were a few steps ahead because everybody was in from the beginning. Everybody,
wow.
you know, they had the vision.
Wow.
Theatrice and Elisa are so great at just sharing their why. And, you know, as adults, when we know somebody else's why, like, that makes us passionate. That really... as educators, you know, that makes us want to be a part of that. And so they were able to really kick off and get things going pretty quick. I started hearing success stories very quickly, and I know that
wow.
Elisa and Theatrice actually traveled to the Atlanta area to talk about their work and
wow.
to present. And so maybe they want to share that story with us.
Ladies, Theatrice?
So we were invited by Krista and Scott to attend. It was a conference for ACT. We talked about just the importance of you can have kids be successful, but if you, you know, academically, but there is that whole other side that they have to have that social emotional health to be
yes.
successful when they go on outside of high school. And so we were able to present, and Elisa shared just some great stories about our kids and the successes they had and the implementation of the 7 mindsets and really how strong that equity piece is because all of these kids have voices that to be heard, and they all come from such various backgrounds. And the 7 mindsets program has really given our kids that voice and made them confident and know that they can go out
wow.
and do achieve anything. Everything's possible. They can do it.
Wow,
and
sure
so
is.
It was a great experience. And a bonus was since we were in Atlanta, we got to go to the 7 Mindsets headquarters and spend the day learning with such a great team that they had at their office, Barb and everyone. So it was great.
And did Scott buy you a varsity hot dog when you were in Atlanta?
No, I think we got Panera or something. But for us, it was great because we don't have that in our town, so we were very excited.
Okay, that was a mistake on Scott's part. He should have brought you a varsity hot dog, though I do love Panera. Okay, so
what do you have? What do you have, Larry? What do you have?
There you go. Scott, when you hear this, okay, and that was beautifully said, okay, when you hear that about 7 mindsets, what goes through your mind? You founded this thing, and look how well it's working. Okay?
Yeah.
We hear that. Yeah.
First of all, it is any person's dream to see a vision come to life, right? And our vision over a decade ago was really simple. What could we do to help young people live to their fullest potential, right? What could we do to help those that are some of the most caring people in the nation, educators, help them live to their fullest potential? And, you know, the technical term for this is, you know, often called radical self-interest. I like to think of it as the what's in it for me. education really is only effective if you can answer that question for the students. What's in it for me? Why should I pay attention? Why should I care about whatever you're teaching? And what the seven mindsets does is it allows students and educators to think more intrinsically. What matters to them? What are they passionate about? What are the goals and the dreams that they have for their life? What sort of relationships do they want to have? And by helping students and educators engage in these conversations about what matters to them, that's when learning can really take place. First of all, you build this great bond in the classroom, and you build bonds between students, and then they really start to dream. And, you know, whether you're a student at Pathfinder that's dealing with a history of trauma, or you're a high-achieving student, you know, at the same school or somewhere else, we all have individualized goals and dreams. And the more we can anchor to what is important to us, and the more we can talk about it and share, that kind of sets the bar higher. And what we really try and do is help raise the expectation level. And so Pathfinder's just a great example of dedicated educators doing this with their students every day. And some of the stories that I've heard, some of the things that they've done with our content and our program is really fascinating. And inspirational, I'll tell you that.
I'm just going to jump on that. I'll go back to Elisa. Elisa, when Scott says something like that, some of the things you've seen are absolutely inspirational. What have you seen? Can you give us an example that pops?
Oh, my goodness. So one of the mindsets that we talk a lot about is live to give. And giving is hard, even as adults, right? Maybe receiving is even harder. But the mindsets teach us to talk about that. And we show a video. The Seven Mindsets gives us a great video of Francine Christoff, who was in the camp and in World War II, and she had a piece of chocolate, and that's all she had to give. And our kids, you should see their eyes when we start talking, does everybody have to give? And the first question is no. And then we talk about the chocolate and that they have something to give. And the value that comes when you have something to give, to share, that's viewed as value. And our kids just jump on that and embrace that. Well, if she has something to give, I have something to give. And so one of the favorite mindsets that the kids love to do every year is our Live to Give activities. And it spreads. And the kids are in control of that, because if I can give, I'm not a victim. I'm giving, right? If I'm giving, I'm valuable. If I have something to share, that makes me worth something, which changes everything at the most functional bottom level. Our kids, you know, come up with activities and options to give and live on it, and it changes everything. We had a fifth grader who was passionate. We talked about the month before finding our passions and being passionate, and we had a student that said, I'm passionate about fishing. I bet there's some middle school kids who need some friends. Can we get a bus? Can we take them fishing?
Wow.
Absolutely. And the students that did this didn't really like outwardly engage. Like, they were the ones that sat in class and listened to us, but I wasn't sure how much they were getting. And, hey, Harrison, let's go fishing. Let's get a bus. Yeah. Let's get these fifth graders that need friends. Let's take them out here and let's do this. And innately, you know, they're building friendships. They're sharing their passion, what they're passionate about. They're giving their life, you know, it changes everything for them.
Just goes to show you when you least expect it. Wow, that's a great story. What can I say? I love that story. And there's another side to this. You heard me say at the beginning of the show, here we were very, well, we know SEL is a part of this, but we're very concerned about equity, okay, that kids get the education they deserve. That's the quick summary of that. And your students, it seems to me that prior to going to Pathfinder, they needed more help than they were getting, and they saw the need to go to an alternative high school where they would get that. Okay, and that talk about the how the word equity, if I may, Cetrus, affects what you folks do, all right, at Pathfinder, and how, although they probably don't know the terminology, how it affects the kids there as you go through this and they learn just by osmosis, basically, what equity really means. Go ahead, if you can, Cetrus.
Yes, absolutely. So one of the pieces that we have implemented at Pathfinder and within our district is standards-based grading. And so we have standards for every kid that finishes a course. We're going to tell parents they're going to be proficient. They've mastered these
nice.
Contents and this skill. And we have worked really hard over the last 4 years and helped kids understand that they are going to be held accountable to those standards, 100% accountable to those standards, because we believe they can do it. And it's hard, and some days are tough, but absolutely they can do it. And we tie in with that piece, definitely the mindsets about, you know, as you're working through English 12 and figuring out what your life is going to look like after high school, we want it to be where your passion is at. It's not just graduating and making money, but we want you to be passionate about what it is you want to do after high school. And our teachers are just so fantastic about holding kids accountable, believing that they can do it. You know, every kid can meet these standards, and we're going to build in structures and time in our school day to make sure that those kids have everything they need to meet those standards. And when, you know, I think about this group of kids we had in pre-calc, I mean, who would think at the alternative school you have kids taking pre-calc? And these four young ladies that sat in that class, I would go in there, and it gave me chills walking in there, because they were doing math that blew my mind. I was just like, girls, this is amazing. And they did it, and they were so proud when they would get, you know, an assessment back. They were down in the office like, look, I got a 4 on my assessment. Like, yeah, you can do it. You absolutely can do it. And our teachers truly believe in every kid.
You know, and there's a word for that, as you guys know, and it's called rigor. And I am a firm believer in that. And if curriculum or educators talk down to kids and give them a curriculum that they kind of think maybe they can do, but they're really not up to the harder curriculum, the kids will disappoint them. It's a preordained conclusion. Okay, mm-hmm. But if you do what you guys are doing, okay, and say you can do this, okay, I'm a teacher. I'm gonna make sure you're learning this, okay. And you give them a rigorous curriculum. Invariably, these kids will shine, okay, because you're showing them the respect they deserve, and you're showing them that they can do it. And kids will rise to the occasion. I congratulate you guys for knowing that. Okay, you got to just hold them to those standards. It's really just so darn important. But they have to apply all the things they learn in SEL. So my question is, okay, and I'll throw this one to Elisa. Elisa, how do you incorporate 7 mindsets into all this at your school?
Oh, I love that question. So I'm going to bounce a little bit off of what Petra says about accountability in hard times. Like, so I think there's this perception in life and in general that life is great, and if you have a great life, you've got it made, right? And that's not life. Like, everything, we go through hard times. So a lot of times at Pathfinder, we incorporate in 7 mindsets has done great, the growth mindset in our lessons. So every week we're talking about it's tough, and tough is good, and hard is good, and we need to embrace that, because that means we're learning. That means we're growing. If it doesn't come easy, that is fantastic. That means that we have the opportunity to learn new skills. And I think we use that all the time to keep kids moving. So we do mindsets. The students get with me. They get the 7 mindsets once a week, and we're discussing it every day. The teachers are in the classroom learning it with us. They're talking about us, and then we build on outside activities where we're using the same language and the same growth mindset that we love to have. We love the hard, you know, it's going to be hard, and you're going to get through this. And look, and when we talk about resiliency, you made it through Math 1, which was hard. You made it through Math 2, Math 3. Pre-calc, oh, heavens, yes, it's going to be hard. But look, you've had all these successes behind you that prove to me that you can do this. And not only prove to me, prove to you and prove in your heart that you're worthy and you can do it.
Okay, and Lander's a small district. Okay, have you talked to the regular high school, Lander High, whatever, home of the Panthers? Okay, are they using 7 mindsets as well? Because this is working. Okay, what's going on? Are you spreading it through the district? And as another point, in the middle school, I guess, or perhaps upper elementary, however you guys do it, okay, in Lander, are they seeing the success you're having with this? Can they incorporate it there? Okay, I'll ask Cetrus, since you're the principal. Cetrus.
So all of our schools, so we have a K-3 building, Gannett Peak Elementary, a 4-5, Baldwin Creek, and then our middle school, and then Lander Valley High School, our traditional high school. So mm-hmm. we all incorporate SEL. And next
right.
year, the middle school, Lander Middle School, is going to incorporate the seven mindsets, which
Perfect.
Is huge, which will be
Perfect.
Great.
That's
so
great
while
for
it's not,
yeah.
yeah, in every
yeah.
building, it's we'll get it in the middle school.
That's perfect.
And then with us. And then I do have one thing about our staff I will share is that I go back with what, you know, Scott said, the staff have to have that buy-in and believe in it. And our staff, one activity that they do with our students is they share their passion with the mindset passion first, and they choose something they're passionate about. Like one teacher loves to do cake decorating, and so she teaches a class on how to decorate cakes.
Perfect.
One teacher loves to travel, so went through and showed, you know, how do you get a passport and how can you travel and what does the world have to offer you? And so our teachers share their passion, and the kids see, like, they're not just teachers. They, you know, they have lives
yeah,
outside
humans.
School. They have, yeah, they're humans.
Yeah.
And it
human
really
beings.
Just makes
yeah.
that connection so much stronger because they share with them about their lives, and our kids love it. They see something bigger again, bigger than just school, and can find that why and that purpose.
And I love the fact that the middle school is going to be incorporating this because it's just going to make, A, everybody's life easier at your school, and then, B, hopefully it'll get into Lander High. Is it Lander High? I keep calling it that. I don't know. Is it
Lander Valley High School.
Lander Valley, home of the Panthers, I
yes.
might add. Okay.
Tigers.
So
they're the Tigers.
Yeah. Oh, they're the Tigers. You're the Panthers.
They're the Tigers. We're the Panthers. They're the Tigers.
Got it. Okay. Got it. Okay. So, boo, Tigers, yay, Panthers, as we like to say.
No.
And now let us...
No, we say yay to everybody. Yay to the whole district. Just,
well,
yeah.
Too ecumenical there. You have to get into a hateful mood about the other teams. Okay.
Yeah.
Just kidding. All right. So, down near where the Pflugerville Panthers play, they are the Panthers, right? Am I correct, Krista?
Yes, they are the Panthers.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, they are the Panthers. Thank you. So down in Pflugerville, Texas. Okay. You go into a school like Pathfinder, all right? It's years now, okay? What have you seen as the changes have been? What, from your point of view, over seven mindsets?
Yeah, I think from my point of view, I've been able to be a part of their journey and see the changes that are happening, you know, as both Beatrice and Alyssa mentioned, you know, they've really grown their number of students that are graduating. They've grown the number of students that
great.
Have hope for their future. They've
it's
grown
great.
The number of students that are pursuing secondary, that are pursuing something beyond high school, right? But even more than that, I think,
wow.
you know, those are things that we can always look at and measure. But I think that, you know, being a part of this and them being committed to this implementation and coming up with the great ideas like the Passion First Days and being able to share about what the mindsets mean to them as adults, the students have been able just to see what it looks like to live a life that is fulfilling, to live a life that is based on
wow.
some of these mindsets that can help them think even through the toughest of times. Because like both ladies shared, you know, their students are coming with big stories. They're coming with big struggles. They're coming with these things. But then, you know, through this work and through their time at Pathfinder, they're being able to see that they can overcome adversity, that when things get tough, they can be tough too. And so I think I've been able to see over the years just this overall transformation that's taking place
yeah.
in their high school and that's taking place with the students. And now, I mean, I every year, you know, when they get to share some of their success stories, it's really great to just hear the small stories, but also the big stories, the stories of the students that maybe weren't set to graduate or maybe had dropped out of high school and then came back and said, I can do this. And I think that that's what our world needs more of, because we need students to have opportunities, equitable education opportunities like Pathfinder is offering.
Well said. Well said. And we do what we can to open the world of these kids and make them feel secure in it. Okay? And, boy, this is doing just that is all I can say. And I must ask a question. Cedrus, you said 15 kids graduated last year?
This spring, yes.
Oh, this spring. Okay. So they just graduated.
We had 14. It was 14. We had 14
okay,
that graduated.
Okay. Well, sorry, 14.
Yep.
But my question is, okay, to me, when I'm listening to you, that sounds good, because you have 60 kids. I'm figuring 15 in each class. It sounds like everybody graduated. Am I right? Am I mishearing that?
Well,
it sounds to me like it's a great ratio. Yeah.
It is. We're doing really well. I mean, we've improved our graduation rate over the 4 years. We're up to 77% of our kids graduating, and that's a four-year on-time graduation. That's how our state measures it. But, you know, if we have kids that take 5 years, fantastic.
So what?
Yeah, they graduated. And then we had three young ladies this year graduate a year early, an entire school year early, because they have big dreams and plans and did it. We had another girl graduate a semester early. So just some really great stories of kids.
Got a big smile on my face. What are those kids going to do as they move on into the big world, you know?
So one young lady is going to go to our local community college, Central Wyoming College, in a town about 30 minutes away. Another young lady is going to it's called Laramie Community College down in Laramie County, like Cheyenne area of Wyoming.
Yep.
And then the third young lady, she's going to Colorado Mesa University in Colorado.
Wow.
She is, it's very exciting.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. Very exciting for
them.
Huge.
That's got smart kids.
And
wow.
Larry.
Yes?
I got to tell you, these kids that graduated a full year early, they did not have the easy life. Like, they worked their tails off to get to this point. They worked hard. They're great kids that are going to change the world, because they've already seen their world change. Right? Like, they've already seen opportunities.
The world's opening up for them. Nothing wrong with Lander. I don't mean it that way. Okay? But the world is opening up to them, and I think that's fabulous. And if they really had tails, believe me, those tails would be wagging. Okay? You guys did great. That's just great stuff. All right? Scott, as we wind down here, the resources of Seven Mindsets. Talk about this so everybody knows what the heck you can provide to them. Go ahead.
Absolutely, and I just got to point this out. The combination of SEL and equity is, you know, what we call
selequity.
And we're hearing it in action today. When our guests talked about the students embracing the live-to-give mindset, you know, if they're dreaming big and then they're identifying causes that matter to them and then they're going out there and doing things, I look at it that way. I look at it and see when the empowered become the empowerees, these kids can live a great life of significance and make a real meaningful impact in the world. So I'm just so thankful to be a part of this. In terms of resources, you know, if anyone listening is interested in social emotional learning and equity, if you go and visit us at 7mindsets.com, you're going to see we have a lot of free resources at our site. We've got best practices, we have case studies of successful implementations, and, you know, thanks to the CARES Act, there's a lot of funding now available to implement SEL and equity, and we have a funding resource guide, and we're even going to be doing a webinar on how to access funding for these kind of programs. So if they hit our website and they fill out our web form, they'll be among the first to get the funding guide and information on the webinar. And so hopefully we can help everyone that's looking to expand SEL and equity. We can help partner with them and do that successfully.
When is the webinar?
Larry, I think they're announcing the dates, but if they go to the 7mindsets.com, it'll be listed there, and if the date and time is not up yet, if they fill out the web form, they'll get a notification.
Perfect. Okay. Make sure we know about it here. Okay. Just tell whoever.
Will do.
All right, or I'll get on that.
Thank you.
Okay, that's good. You four are wonderful people, really. Okay, Cetrus and Lisa, you guys work so hard. Is school done now? Are you done?
Yes, we finished a couple weeks ago, and we would be happy to share with any of the listeners what we have done. Our website, LanderSchools, which is plural.org, you can choose Pathfinder High School, and you can see on our website how to get
I'll
in contact
you a better
with
deal.
Myself
I'll make you
or
a better
Mitch Harrison.
Deal. Okay? Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. I want you to go over to our website, which is ace-ed.org. I want you to look at our magazine, look at our website. Okay? Why don't you write up an article for us that we can put in the magazine about all the success you've had?
We'd love
an article like that.
That would
okay?
be awesome.
And that's
we
a real offer. I'm the publisher. I can make these offers.
Perfect.
We'd love to have you do that. Get the word out nationally. Okay?
That sounds great.
I'm going to put
Absolutely.
That in writing and get it to you later today, but I'm quite serious about it. Okay?
Yes, that would be great.
We would love to hear that. Okay? And you can even mention Krista and Scott.
Perfect. Absolutely.
Actually, don't mention Scott because he never bought you that Varsity hot dog, but Krista get a double mention. Okay?
Maybe I'll get another
Next
trip
time,
down
Scott.
To Atlanta
yes.
to see him, so
yes.
that would be great.
Yes. Okay? So I'm serious, though. Cetrus, Lisa, please, I'm very serious about this. I'm going to introduce you to Maya, our editor, and we'll talk about this. It's exactly the kind
okay.
of stuff we love. We got to go. Have a great summer, okay? That's all I can say. In Lander, Wyoming. And, by the way, I went to the website. How much is gas now at the Maverick station? There you
$3
go.
$3 a gallon, maybe?
$3.
Yeah.
You drive, here,
or something.
Drive here for your next fill-up. It's $2.84. Here in Maine.
All right,
close
perfect.
Enough for a quick commute. Okay. Krista,
thank you so much, Larry.
As always. Love
Thanks,
the Pflugerville.
Scott, Krista.
Yeah.
Thanks, Larry.
You're welcome. And Scott, we'll talk soon. Okay, buddy?
All right. Thank you. Take care, everyone.
Thanks all four
Bye-bye.
Of you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, Bye-bye. Everybody. What great people. I love this. God, this is great. Okay. It's Pathfinder High. Scratchy throat here. In Lander, Wyoming. Wow. Go to the website. You'll see the Maverick station. Okay? Seriously. It's right on the main drag there. Okay? And 7mindsets.com. Great company. It works. Check it out. Okay? And Scott's a great guy. So is Kristen and everybody who works there. I know them all. 7mindsets.com. We'll archive at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.